Daf test Zion, we're going to begin Daf test Vav. Amud Beis, Boy Mene Shmuel Medav. Boy Mene Shmuel Medav. Shmuel ask Rav. Chazer Lekocha Mi Baila Mari Shainim. If a person robbed another of a field and sold it, and then purchased it from the original owner, what's the halacha? Can the robber now repossess the field from the person to whom he sold it before he legally owned it? Amar Lei, so Rav said to him, Ma Machar L'Risha L'Shaini. No, you cannot. What did the first person, the robber, sell to the second person, the purchaser, when he sold them the field? He sold him any rights to the field that will come into his possession. So the rights to the that the robber has now acquired are transferred to the purchaser. My time, what's the reason that the robber would buy the land he had already sold in order to retroactively uphold the sale? Preferable for him not to be called a robber by the purchaser when the original owner demands his return of the field. It's preferable for him to maintain reliability to be considered an honest person. What's the difference between the two opinions? The difference is between them in a case where the purchaser died. According to the one who says that the robber bought it because it's preferable for him not to be called a robber. In this case, since the purchaser died, the owner is not present to call the seller a robber. So he presumably did not intend to retroactively validate the sale. And the one who says that it's preferable for him to maintain his reliability, it's preferable for him to maintain his reliability with regard to the purchaser's field into. Ultimately, the purchaser's children will also call the seller a robber in the field as appropriate for them. Therefore, there's no difference between the two explanations of Rav's ruling in the case where the purchaser had died. Rather, the practical difference is he given out that Mis Gazlon, the case where the robber himself died and his children, bought the field from the owner. According to the one who says that the motivation is that it's preferable for a person not to be called a robber, Gazlon, he already died and his motive is not applicable. Obviously, he died. According to the one who says it's preferable for him to maintain his reliability, even though he died, it's preferable for him to maintain his reliability. One is concerned about the reputation he will have after his death, not only while he's alive. The Gemara says, ultimately, if the sale is revoked after his death, people will call the children of a robber. Just as one does not want to be called a robber during his lifetime, it's chazaka that a person doesn't want his children to be called the children of a robber after his death. The difference is where the robber gave the land, the recipient as a gift rather than selling it. According to the one who says it's preferable for him to maintain his reliability, in the case of the gift, also it's preferable for him to maintain his reliability. According to the one who says it's preferable for him not to be called a robber. The case of the robber could say to the recipient and to the gift, what did I rob of you? You incurred no loss. The Gemara discusses various cases relating to the halacha of one who sold stolen land and then acquired it from the robbery victim. Pshita, it's obvious. Zavna Irsiv Yabim Maratona. If after selling the stolen land, the robber sold it again to another person and then bequeathed it or gave it as a gift, it's clear that the robber does not want to establish a four, in other words, transfer ownership of it to the original buyer. Likewise, it's clear that if the land that he stole and then sold later came into the possession, not by the purchase, but as an inheritance, it's inheritance passively. The robber did not make an effort to acquire it. In Gavi Hubachev, if the robber collected the land that he had sold as a payment for the debt owed to him by the robbery victim, we need to see the circumstances. If the robbery victim has other land from which the robber could have collected the debt, and nevertheless, Omar, nevertheless, he said, hi, but you know, I want to collect this land. The robber wanted to establish it before the buyer and mount the sale. If the robbery victim does not have other land, so Zehudi Boye Pri, he literally wanted to be pinned money of the Chayiv and after securing the land of the buyer. Yoyim Nahalid Watana. Case where the robber gave the land as a gift to the robber. As it comes passively, Chadamer one says the matan is like a mechel like a sale. He laughed the ton of artsy kamele le matana. The fact that the robber took the trouble to ingratiate himself with the owner, we're not giving him a gift. Lachy ton of artsy kamele. It's clear for this reason the robber took the trouble to ingratiate himself with him. He had to lick a memnus in order to validate the sale and thereby maintain his reliability. Until when can it be assumed that the robber bought it, the land, because it's preferable for him to maintain his reliability? Until the time of the din teira. Once the purchaser takes the robber to Beis Din, it is too late for the robber to protect his reputation, as the purchaser has demonstrated that he does not consider the robber to be trustworthy. Chia bar Ravuna. He says that the robber would still buy the land from the owner in order to maintain his reliability to the time that the document of authorization by the basement to locate and seize property for the robber came into the purchaser's possession. Papa Aaron Papa says that the Maschul Yemei Anachta, days of the alphabet begins. Maschul of Rav Merachami asked, Michti, how the cave of Maikon Lai Aro, after all, at what means a mode of acquisition does the purchaser acquire the land? Ba'ishtar means by this deed of the sale the robber gave him. Ha'ishtar achas v'bamo, purchaser is invalid as this document is merely a shard. Since the robber did not own at the time of the sale, the land is that he purported to sell. Rabbi Rava said to him, Tehei ba'amino, let Rav's statement be understood as applying to that case where the buyer said to the robber that he trusts him to resolve the legal issues. But he and all the lekomer immediately somach alei tarach meisling. By virtue of the satisfaction that the robber received from the buyer, not having said anything to him, the question is right to the latter, rather having relied on him. Gomer maknan lei, it resolves the traps of the land's ownership. Then, must have the sheishes raised the objection. Mashe idish me'ab machulach. That which I will inherit from my father is here I sold to you. Mashe talim shadasi machulach, or that which my net will catch is sold to you. The Rav Klum didn't say anything. I sell something which he does not own. It's never shalim alaylam. Ashish min abba hayim machulach. That which I will inherit from your father today is hereby sold to you. Mashatali mitshadas hayim machulach. That which my net will catch today is sold to you. Dvar of Kayam, his statement stands. First, Allah of the Brisa indicates that one cannot sell something which doesn't own, which the Seser Rav's ruling. This is a great man, this is his Tiyufta. Amar Rav says, Gavra Kochazina, I see that he is a great man. Tiyufta the Kochazina, but I don't see a conclusive Tiyufta. Asum Chadaiti, in the case of the validating the sale, the purchaser relies on the seller. Hopefully, some Chadaiti. But there, in the case of the price, the purchaser does not rely on the seller. In the case of the validating the sale, the purchaser relies on the seller. The ozel tarach ha'maisa geicha. He relies on the seller to go take the trouble of providing with the land so that he will not be called a robber. But here, in the case of the price, the purchaser does not rely on the seller. It's a subject whether the seller will actually inherit the father's property or catch anything with his net. Shol pel kamei de Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda. Chum san Rav Sheshes objection as presented before Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda. Abba Lahu, he said to them, Azui Nitzir for the fame, this objection cannot be introduced inside the study hall for further clarification. Esther Kapeli. Arma Rav says, Zui Nitzir for the fame, the fly of the fame. This objection needs to be brought inside the study hall and inside the innermost area of the study hall. In other words, it should be examined carefully and it's not compelling. Here, the purchaser relies on the seller, whereas there, in the case of the price, the purchaser does not rely on the seller. There was a story in Pupadisa where the Beis Din ruled in accordance with the opinion of Rav, and the Chacham refuted the ruling based on the price cited earlier. Rabbi said to them, this objection need not be introduced inside the study hall for clarification. As the objection is clear and compelling. Rabbi says, it does need. As here, the purchaser relies on the seller. There, the purchaser does not rely on the seller. But what's the difference between the Reisha and the Sefer? Rabbi Yechon, Sefer Mashirish Ma'aba Yemishum Kved Aviv. In the Reisha, in the Sefer, when the seller says, I'm selling that which I will inherit from my father today, he does this for the honor of his father. He believes that his father will die that day. His intention is to raise money for the burial. So this is a takana that the sale is valid. That which was right now will catch today is sold to you. Shavdechayev is because of the concern of his immediate livelihood. Person says to another, with regard to the field that I am about to buy, when I buy it, I will retroactively transfer to your ownership from now. Tonight takes effect, and once he buys it, the second party has acquired the field. The statement of Rav is reasonable only with regards to an unspecified field. So one is capable of buying a field. With regard to the case where one says to another that he's selling him this specified field, it does not work. As who is to say that the current owner will not sell it to him? After all, according to who does Rav say is Aloha? Like Rami, the person could transfer ownership for entity that he has not yet come into the world. Hadi was son of Rice and Emilus Isha. Person says to a woman, he's actually the Afresh is Gair. If a kudus to me after I convert, the Afresh is Gairi after you convert. The Afresh is Stachar after I am freed. The Afresh is Stachar after I am freed. The Afresh is Stachar after you are freed. The Afresh is Bridal after your husband dies. The Afresh is Yachal Slevamich. After your vow and performs chalitza, after stomach is achisi, after your sister dies, and mikdash is not mikdash. Since you cannot mikdash, kaddish at present time is attempt to mikdash is ineffective. A mayor on the novice is mikdashus. A mayor holds that one can acquire that which is yet not yet available. The acquisition will take effect once the item is available. In this case, as well, the mikdash will take effect once it becomes possible for it to become mikdash. Ha'isha kisada zudami isn't a woman. Compared to a field, and Rav and Meir says is Mekadeshus. It is therefore clear that Rav, who accepts the opinion of Meir, holds that the sale is effective even if the seller specified a specific field. With regard to one who finds a deed of transfer, in other words, a promissory note that establishes a lien on the debtor's property from the date it is written, regardless of whether or not he borrows the money at the time, in the marketplace, he must return it to the owner. If it were to be concerned because of the possibility that the debt wrote the note intending to borrow money and did not borrow at the end, he is nevertheless chayiv, or shabbat nafshe, since he committed himself to pay at the time it was written. If it would be concerned because of the possibility of repayment, the chashid and perim were now concerned about repayment, at least to the parke, as if it were so that the debt had repaid, if he can have it currently, we certainly have torn it up. Our father was one of the scribes and the judges of Marshul. I was about 6 or 7 years old. I remember that they made an announcement saying, those deeds of transfer that are found in the marketplace, they didn't know they should be returned to their owner, the creditor, according to the Peter Shmuel. Amram says, Afanan Tanina, we also learned in the Mishnah, anyone must return any court enactment. We're not worried about repayment. The Mishnah is not approved, as it's talking about, with regards to bills of foreclosure, which awards property to a creditor as payment for the debt owed to him. The Labne Pereininu, which are not subject to repayment. And are those bills not subject to repayment? But didn't the sages and Nardai say, appraisal of his value, the property is returned to his debt, repays the debt until 12 months. I am from Nardai. And I nevertheless hold that the property is appraisal, always can be returned. As I can say that the debt already repaid his debt, as he who caused him the loss himself. To be in the parai, he boiled the mikdash story. Time you repay the debt, we should have either ripped up the document, and now we have the mikdash study, or you should have demanded the creditor to write another document of the debtor. The reason for the document is to be written is the Medina, the hourly boy in the matter, that according to the letter of the law, the land may not be returned. Shemosisa Yeshavate Me'in Hashem, and it's due to the principle, you shall do that which is right and good in the eyes of the Lord. Who don't run up on that there? Chama said, the land should be returned. And therefore, and as though that the debtor is purchasing anew, the creditor should have read a bill of sale. Gabi Starfe, Michael, what are you going to say in regards to Starfe? Imi said the party, if it's so that the debtor paid the debt, he should have ripped up the note. This is not so, as you could have said that, that the creditor is avoiding returning the note, as you said. Tomorrow I will give you the note that is not with me now. The creditor may have held back for the fee of the scribe. A person who finds a shtarchiv in the shuk, even though the ratification of the court is written on it, we should now return it to the owner, the creditor. It's not necessary to say in the case there's no ratification that's written. They claim remember cost of the is only love, or maybe you wrote it, but you never blended. But even if there's ratification, what should I return? What is the authorization? As approval that the promissory note has been ratified by the basin, which examined the note and the signatures of the witnesses. The reason for why can I return it? Rashid and the Panayan were worried that the repayment had already taken place. One must return any court enactment. Said my son, not all the enactments are equal. Rather, the ruling, the debtor is talking about that he's a hoopsa kafran. He is a status of one who denies debt. So therefore, he claims the debt was repeated. The claim is not accepted. Just because one time he's a hoopsa kafran, we say that he never again repay. The mission is referring to a bill of foreclosure, a bill of authorization, and it condemns data. As the kafran hayo v'asa the lida namile milsa, in regards to the topic of one who denies his debt, Rav Yisa bar Miyam and Rav Yichlan or Lei, said them say ten Lei. The court said to the litigants against whom they ruled, go and give the other litigants what you order them. Well, Mar, and he says.
Shindango. Lloyd, no, said.
But Omar, and he says, and that, and the guy says to him, Parati, I repaid you. Neman, he believes. Bob Abelichtiv, therefore, if the creditor comes and asks the court to write the authorization for him, in case of instantly, they do not write the authorization for and give the doctor to him. Chayvat Litilay, if the business said you are chayv to give him, Omar, and he says, Parati, I gave it, I paid it, and then he said, Bob Abelichtiv. If the creditor comes and asks the court to write it, okay, so initially we do it. Both in the case the basin said, go and give him what you owed him, or in the case of the court said, you're liable to give to him, and he says, Ramar, he says, I paid it, then when he's believed. Therefore, if the creditor comes and asks the basin to write the authorization, in case of initially, they do not write the document and give it to him. But if there is room to make a distinction, this is the distinction between them. If the basis said to the debtor, go and give him what you owe him, he says, priority, I paid it. I did pay it. He's considered a regards to this money. He's no longer believed when he claims that he repaid the debt unless when this is statute is clean. But if the business is reliable to give what you owe him, Omar, and he says, Parayti, I paid it. Adam said, never happened. He's just buying time. So rather, until this investigating based in, I'm not actually liable to pay until the verdict is finalized, and then I'll find money.